in their senior years. This isn't exactly what you call your great-grandfather's senior facility. These are very active people.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Now, Jan, we've got the car show coming up, but can you fill us in a little bit about the Cars for a Cause?
So we started this as our Alzheimer's fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We did the walk. Our Green Country went to the walk in Tulsa last week, but we're doing the car show as our fundraiser. And so this is, we're pretty excited and hopeful to have lots of cars show up. There's no pre-registration. So we're just hoping that lots of cars will show up. We've been getting the word out there and hope to have lots of people participate and lots of guests to come and look at the cars. We're really excited to have our residents. It's in front of our assisted living building.
Okay.
So we're excited to have our residents who grew up with a lot of these cars but don't get the opportunity to go to a car show, particularly mm-hmm. in that building, to have the opportunity to go out and see some of these cars and enjoy it along with everyone else. And again, all of the proceeds going to Alzheimer's Association.
This is tremendous. And I can just right now kind of envision some of the residents. Hey, you know, I had one like that. Mm-hmm. Might have been a different color, but I had one just like that.
Uh-huh.
And exactly. It triggers back so many memories. Or maybe a friend of theirs had one, or maybe, you know, someone they knew. And of course, they make cars a little differently these days. And the seniors, I know, because I'm a senior, we still have that soft spot for the ones that make just a little bit of a rattle as they go down the road.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, we have, 50 pot and T-shirts and everything else?
Yes, we do. We're really excited about our T-shirt. It's fun, and we've just been really overwhelmed with the response from area companies and vendors who have sponsored us. So we were really excited when the back of the shirt just filled up like that. So, yeah.
You know, you got a good event when you have to squeeze in names on the back of the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We initially were going to put some facts about Alzheimer's on the back of the shirt, but when we had, I believe our last count was 19 sponsors, there wasn't room for that. So, but that's a good problem.
Uh-huh.
That's a good problem.
It's easier to sell. Right. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
So that is really, really wonderful. Now we have some food trucks out there too, do we not?
Yes. Well, we've got a confirmation with Shorty's Grill, so mm-hmm. we're very excited to have them joining us. Yes.
Well, that's going to be good. Got some yum-yum going on out there too. So we have the Best of Show grand prize. And what kind of, do you get a big trophy with that?
You get a trophy with that, and it will be announced by our grand prize sponsor, DSR.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have other level sponsors, and they'll all be presenting theirs. So we have quite a few trophies to give out besides the Best of Show. So the 20 top, we have the 3 top motorcycles,
mm-hmm.
and then we have Resident's Choice, which will be the residents will choose their favorite, and we'll give out 3 Residents' Choice Awards.
And everybody gets a dash plaque. One of the ones I'm kind of interested in is just because, you know, Oklahoma's kind of centralized here in the United States. Just how far away? You have the farthest trophy. So somebody might be bringing in their gem, you know, who knows, from Washington State or Maine or...
You never know.
We won't know until we get there, will we? So, once again, this is coming up on Saturday, October 12th, and the hours are going to be nice from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I understand we're going to have information tables for both the Alzheimer's folks and also for Green Country Village.
Yes, and we'll have a DJ with music and some dancers that are going to come and perform,
yes.
And we're going to do some singing of some oldies also.
Oh, man. Sweating to the oldies, huh?
Yeah. I don't know about the sweating unless it's hot outside. No, definitely be singing.
Yeah, well, it'd probably be in the 80s. Not too bad considering what we've been through this. Probably be pretty darn pleasant. You picked a good time of the year for this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back to Green Country Village because there are so many different types of folks who can fit in and really excel there in their golden years. I've seen people from folks who just, you know, the house just got a little too big for them. The yard got to be a little too much. Hey, look at this. And they can hang out with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then to other folks who have other needs or special levels of care.
Correct. We have a full continuum of care. We have our independent living building. And we have our assisted living
mm-hmm.
building that also has a memory care area called Lakeview.
Okay.
So.
And when it comes to dinner time and things like that, it looks like a restaurant. That is amazing.
Yes. Uh-huh. Beautiful dining room.
Beautiful dining room. Variety of choices of entrees and alternates. You do not go hungry living at Green Country Village.
So I've heard.
Yes.
So I've heard. That hunger is not an issue.
That's correct.
And is there I understand that there's a little get-together, was it Fridays or something like
that? Oh, yes. Friday happy hour is the place to be at Green Country Village.
Discussions of everything from, I don't know, sports to what's going on and everything else. And mm-hmm. a lot of good joking around, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we have a good time. We have amazing residents. We really do.
A lot of them are pretty, they've got a really good sense of humor.
Yes, they do.
And they're not afraid to show it, either.
No, they're not.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. When I went out there and I visited for about an hour or so, and I ran into some of the most fascinating people who just happened to be residents. I ran into a woman who'd been a pilot for many, many years, and mm-hmm. just recently she stopped piloting. Mm-hmm. And she had turned 80, and I guess it was about time, she said. But, boy, she had some great stories. Mm-hmm. And a very fascinating person. Also, people who've been in the area for a good long time, too, shared a little bit of history of Washington County and Bartlesville mm-hmm. with me, too. And they said, you're that new guy, huh? Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Next thing you know, I got filled in pretty quickly. And you never meet a stranger out there.
No, mm-hmm. you don't. Our residents are very friendly. They are welcoming. They love having people come in so they can show off where they live. They're mm-hmm. proud to be living at Green Country Village. And they're just amazing to be around.
Yeah. Well, they're very social. And you've got a lot of folks that they kind of hang with a group or two or three or four, and everybody seems to fit in just fine. And yes. It's really interesting because the level of activity, the brightness that you see in their eyes is just amazing.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So, and if anybody really wanted to take a tour of Green Country Village to really see just how wonderful it is, possibly for yourself in a few years, or maybe for mom, dad, or somebody you know. What's the best way to go about setting up an appointment to do this?
Well, just give us a call, mm-hmm. and you can. Our phone number is 918-335-2086, mm-hmm. or stop by. We feel that the best way that you can truly see if this is a fit for you is to come and experience it. So everyone's welcome. If you would like to come and experience Green Country Village, we'd be happy to show you around.
Very good. We're talking with Hillary Smith and Jan Cosgrove here with Green Country Village, and we do have a big event. It's the first ever car show, Cars for a Cause, Memories Matter, with Green Country Village. It's coming up on Saturday the 12th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, we've already got several cars, I understand, lined up to come.
Yes.
But you're accepting others, are you not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. The more, uh-huh. the merrier.
Uh-huh. Now, how are these cars going to fit? I mean, you've got a big property there, but how are they going to fit?
We've kind of counted out about 81 spaces mm-hmm. that are just parking spaces that are their own, like enough for a car show car, not,
okay.
you know, that you're crammed in. But then we also have a field right in front of assisted living. So we've been preparing for as many as 100 cars. Yeah, so we're ready. We're ready.
This is really going to be fun. I understand some car clubs. I have kind of gotten together on this, too. And I understand your master of ceremonies knows everybody with a cool car.
He does.
Yes, he does. Wes Standridge is the man. He's just been amazing to work with. And we've gotten a crash course education on car shows and lingo and all of that. We couldn't have done it without him.
He's just been
amazing.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that it's been expanded, that you have trucks involved too, because over the years people have really tricked out their trucks, and I have seen some old Fords and Chevys just around town,
yes.
that have been restored.
They're
like
beautiful.
Totally restored.
Uh-huh.
Like, how do you do that? Uh-huh. Yeah. Those parts aren't available anymore. Right. And these things are real treasures, so I imagine we'll see some of these things on display. And also motorcycles.
Well,
they go back,
uh-huh.
a long way, too.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I can imagine a few of the fellows out there might get their memory jogged on seeing something that they rode on when they were a younger man, raising a little heck in their day. But this is going to be so much fun. Is there an admission cost to come in to visit, to see the show?
To come and visit, no. There is a $30 registration fee to register your vehicle.
Okay.
So
we also have the shirts, the shirts for Cars for a Cause that will be available, and they'll be $20, $22 for the extra large sizes. Mm-hmm. But then we also have some other Green Country shirts that will be for sale. Mm-hmm. So we're just asking people that are coming to visit to buy a T-shirt, pick up something, or make a donation, because the money again is for Alzheimer's. So that's why we're putting this on.
Now, what is the relationship with Green Country and with the Alzheimer's Association? I imagine it's a pretty tight one.
It is, and we're very hopeful that with some questions that we've been putting to the Tulsa office, that we're going to have a walk here next year. Real excited about that. Bartlesville hasn't had a walk in a long time. And the sheer numbers of, I have to throw this in, Tom, that 5.8 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's now. And by 2050, that will increase to 14 million. Oh. So when we do the walk, we walk with four different categories. People who are caregivers, people who support the cause, and people who have Alzheimer's. So we're looking to touch everyone, but the white flower in the Alzheimer's Association is for the person that will be the first person that will find a cure. So there's always the white flower, the person that we're holding out hope for.
And I understand that cure is probably knocking on the door of success, because I know how hard researchers have been working to isolate this, understand this, and then fix it.
That's right. Right.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully in our lifetimes, we will have that white flower, and that will be someone.
That's right.
Because, folks, if you haven't been around it, this is not... Everyone will make a joke every now and then, I'm so forgetful or something like that. But that doesn't mean you have Alzheimer's, okay?
That's right.
You've lived around long enough that your hard drive's been kind of full. And sometimes you just can't put too much more information in it. But when dementia and Alzheimer's hit, it hits everyone around them. At first, folks will say, oh, well, yeah, just being. And then they realize that there is a bit of a problem, and suddenly the cuteness wears off.
That's right.
And it becomes something that your entire family needs to be aware of, and needs to have at least a walking understanding of how this works and how this needs to be, treated in the moment.
That's right. It's very difficult on families and caregivers because my mom had Alzheimer's, and you lose them. You lose who they are as a person before you lose them in reality. So it's a difficult process, and so we want to be there to support families and caregivers too who have gotten to the point, because when it progresses, it's really difficult for one person to provide care for someone with Alzheimer's. It does.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does take a team, and it is probably the cruelest, harshest goodbye I can ever imagine. I mean, going through that, it is something. So when we talk about this, we're talking about a very earnest quest for a cure, to get this thing under control. So your donations for the T-shirts and getting involved in the 50-50 are so much more than welcome.
That's right, yes.
Now, if anybody wants to stroke a check for the Alzheimer's Association, we're going to let you do it. Nobody's going to tell you no, okay?
That's right.
So while you're out there enjoying the cars and you're sitting there going, well, this feels pretty good, maybe they could use a little help. And if you're in a position to help, by all means, do so. That's encouraged. So, and once again, this is going to be Green Country Village, and we're out there on Swan Drive. Really easy to find, just out there beyond Taco Bell and off to the side of Walmart. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice and green and peaceful out there. And
it's
very, very quiet, considering, you would think that there would be so much traffic. There's not. It is just really a nice setting, for if you're looking for a place to live in your golden years, or if you have parents or loved ones that are. But it's also going to be a heck of a place for a car show.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
I want to thank you very much, ladies, for being in here with us today and sharing it. And please tell folks how they can get a hold of anyone who's interested in visiting not only the car show, but just Green Country Village Senior Living Community.
Well, sure. We're located at 1025 Swan Drive here in Bartlesville. And you can call us if you have any questions or if you're interested in participating or if you'd like to make a donation. Our phone number again is 918-335-2086. Or feel free to stop by. Come and see us.
All right. And I got to tell you that trip, nice little tour that you're going to be on is going to be an eye-opener. And if you're a person who's in your 50s or 60s and you have parents that are of an age that may be interested in going out, you're finding yourself saying, well, you know, good Lord willing, if I get to my senior years, this might not be a bad place for me to show up. So anyway, we'd like for you to actually take a look into that and to get familiar with our friends and neighbors out there. And of course, let's help out the Alzheimer's Association if we can here on the 12th. Ladies, thank you very much for being a part
of
our show.
Thank you, Tom.
All righty. And you're listening to One-on-One right here on K1, the one you trust.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
What do you do when you want to listen to 1400 K1, but you can't because you're out of the area? Listen to our stream on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just go to our homepage and click on the Listen Now button in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. The 1400 K1 stream is brought to you by Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Cherokee Casino Ramona. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg.